through bitter night air, a dark corner of town, Tytucket comes running, an ice patch he found. Slipping and sliding, Ty loses control. Red Bucket goes flying, Tytucket hits wall. Dazed and confused, Ty awoke with his ringing. Shakes off powdered ice, so cold it is stinging. As Ty moves to grab his red bucket of loot, he's tossed through the air like a toy parachute. Bruised and battered, Ty turns to gain his revenge against a mint cane swinging out with a grin.
So you think that's yours? Think again!
Neil wraps his hand, sending Ty traveling fast backward through time to review his dark past.
No way.
Through the dense fog, near a desolate tunnel, an old rail car made Tytucket wonder. Moving slowly inside, Ty asks,
"Am I dead?"
As scary ghost voices surround him with dread.
"You're a thief! He's a thief! Don't let him get away!
This car is your life. A real wreck, to be certain. Time you taste all the tears of those you've been hurting. The mean things you've done to various people. Now come to haunt you on this train of your evil.
You're
Don't get away.
Hey, back off.
You broke all my things.
Like a lighthouse through fog, the bell ringer looms, offers a smile, lighting up the dark room. The ghosts fade to gray, all hating the light. They shriek and complain, till all fade from sight. The bell ringer points to the dust on the floor. Ty finds a coin needed to exit locked doors. A quivering hand drops the coin in the box. In a ring ding ding, Ty is no longer lost. The door flies wide open. Ty leaps for his life. Away from the ghosts and away from the strife. He grabs a handrail of the car just ahead as the old haunted car crashes down a steep ledge. Ringing with guilt, resonating with doubt, Ty enters the car, searching for a way out.